Hi, Stella speaking.
Hi, my name is John Stevens, and I wanted to check in and see if I could get some home care. I'm disabled and on disability. And
of course you can. Do you have Medicaid?
Yes.
You have Medicaid. So you should be eligible for home care. Did you ever had home care?
No.
You never. Let me log into your Medicaid account and let's see if you have home care. What's your, do you have your Medicaid ID? Maybe just give me your date of birth. What's your date of birth?
4-16-59.
4-16-59. Got it. Thank you. Well, let me log in. Let me see if I can log into your Medicaid, and I'll tell you if everything is good, and then we'll just be able to go forward. What we'll need to do, we'll need to get an approval by the state. They'll need to come down to your house, evaluate you, make sure you have, like, you need the care. They'll just ask you questions why you need care, your disabilities, and then you'll tell them you want to come with Deluxe Home Care, and then everything should be good. Okay, I see everything sounds good. There is no... Nothing. Are you at 59 Sterling Avenue, Raytown?
Yes.
Let me see. Okay. 1 second. And which county is that?
Jackson.
Jackson County. Do you have a family member that you want to sign up, or you want we should look for a caregiver?
Well, my roommate said that he'd help me out.
Okay, so we can maybe sign him up, and he can get paid to work for you.
Yeah.
Got it. What's your social security number?
450-297-638.
Got it. Let me. Did you ever had home care?
No.
You never had home care. And I got here your Medicaid ID. Do you have your Medicaid ID with you?
My Medicare?
You don't have it, your Medicaid ID. Let me give you your Medicaid ID because I will need to transfer you to the state and they'll need to know your Medicaid ID.
All right, hang on.
Let me know when you're ready so I'll give you your Medicaid ID.
Okay, go ahead. Wait a minute. Let me make sure this pen's writing. Okay, go ahead.
So your Medicaid ID is 663.
Okay.
27898.
27898?
Correct. That's your Medicaid ID. So what we'll do is right now, we'll need to call the state. Let them know that you need home care. Like, I'll just transfer you to them and put them on your paper. I want you to also write them our contact information because they will need it. Okay?
What information?
Our contact information because they'll ask you with which home care agency you want to go. I want you to have our information.
Okay.
So write down our company name is Deluxe Home Care. Spelling. Deluxe Home Care. D-E-L-U-X-E.
X-D?
X-E, E as in Edward, like Deluxe. And they'll ask you for the contact number for Deluxe. I'll give you that 314.
Okay.
501-2520.
2520. And spell that name again. It's D-E-L?
U-X-E.
Okay.
Okay. So let me tell you what I'll do. I'll transfer you to the state. It may take 5 minutes until the transfer goes through. They're going to ask you for, like, why, like, they're going to ask you why you call. They'll tell them because you need home care. They're going to ask you your all disabilities. What you can do, what you need help with, and then they'll ask you a lot of questions. It takes a while, and then they're going to send down, it may take like 3 weeks, they're going to send down someone to your, they're going to call you and schedule someone to come down to your house and evaluate you. Once the evaluation is done, they'll tell you how many hours you're approved, and then you'll be able to, your roommate will be able to work, start working for you.
Okay. Will they need his information now?
Do you have your, they won't need it. I'll need it if you have it. Do you have it now? His name and number?
Well, I have his name. What else do you need?
I need his name and his contact number from him to start off.
All right. Let's see. His name is Robert Henson.
Okay. Do you have his number?
Yeah. Hang on a second. His number is 816-405-0189.
Got it. Okay. So what I'll do is we're going to reach out to you once, like in the next 2 weeks, once you get the assessment done, because that's the first thing. Can you hold on the line a few minutes and I'll transfer you to the States?
Sure. What was your name?
My name is Stella.
Stella?
Stella, yeah. And I'm from Deluxe. I will transfer you to the States. Just hold on until you get the transfer, until they answer. They're going to ask you questions and answer whatever they ask, okay?
Thank you.
Hold on. It will take a few minutes until you get transferred, okay? Hold on.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll be in touch. Hold on, I'm just trying to connect you.
Call me. Maybe services, regarding services for yourself or another person.
Excuse me?
Hello, this is Liz from Community-Based Services. Are you calling for yourself or another person?
Yeah, I've called a company, DELUXE. How you pronounce that? And they put me in touch with y'all. I need some home care.
Okay, what's your name?
John Stevens.
And your telephone number?
816-510-0775.
Prosecutors reportedly offering a plea deal. Attorneys for Judge Dugan say she's innocent and acted within her power as a judge.
And was that 816-510-7055?
No, it's 0775.
Okay. All right. And your birthday?
4-16-59.
And do you have your Medicaid number?
It's 663-27-898.
Thanks, Abby. It's really scary because, unfortunately, that's the day-to-day lives now of every men and women at night, the special agent, deportation officer, or our trial attorneys, or constantly under barrage of attacks. And, unfortunately, you know, a lot of these attacks are being driven by some crazy rhetoric that are coming out of a lot of elected officials, and it's really sad.
And what is your address?
5900 Sterling Avenue, Raytown, Missouri, 64133.
And is that your mailing address also?
Yes.
And is your preferred language English or another language?
English.
Okay. Do you have any special communication needs, anything that would help you read, write, see, hear, or speak?
No, not really.
Okay. And your marital status, is that never married, married, widowed, or divorced?
Divorced.
Do you live alone or with someone?
Yeah, I live with the roommates.
Okay.
We're going to see more and more people arrested and held accountable. And ICE agents know that Department of
All right, let me read to you a statement about our program.
All right.
Home and Community-Based Services is a program designed to enable qualifying individuals to remain independent in their preferred environment as long as possible. Participants must meet a nursing home level of care criteria in order to qualify for services in their home. This means that your needs must be equal to that of those accepted to a nursing home facility. To be considered for home and community-based services, you must allow an assessor inside your home to conduct an in-depth assessment. This assessment will determine if you meet the required nursing facility level of care criteria. Do you have any questions about what I've explained? I'm sorry.
You're breaking up real bad.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you, but not all well.
Yeah, the phone is cutting out. I can, when you speak to me as well.
There you go. You sound better now.
Okay. All right. And
but I heard.
Mm-hmm.
I heard pretty much what you read, though. I could barely make it out. But
okay. I have some safety questions regarding that visit from the assessor. Do you live in a dangerous neighborhood or know of any illegal drug activity?
Well, I mean, I live in Raytown. It's not really dangerous, no.
Okay.
I mean, it could be, but no.
All right. And is your home structurally safe and accessible?
Yes.
Okay.
The driveway is kind of...
Oh, go ahead.
So the driveway is kind of, you know, uphill, but other than that...
Okay.
No, it's flat when you walk in and stuff.
Okay. Any contagious diseases or pest infestation?
No.
Okay. Any vicious animals or weapons in the home?
No, I think my roommates have some weapons, yes.
Okay. Are they stored away or are they just out in plain sight?
No, they have locks on their doors, and I don't know what they do with them when, you know, in their rooms. But I'm sure they're stored away.
All right, and any history of violent behavior?
No.
What are your primary medical conditions?
Oh, well, you want to know all of them or you want to know what's just disabling me?
Yeah, so the biggest things that keep you from being able to take care of yourself in your home.
Well, I have bad neuropathy in my legs. I have rheumatoid arthritis, and that's real bad in my hips. And I just had spine surgery. I had, I still have some sciatica, but it's not near as bad as it was. I had spine surgery last year, in which that helped a lot, but on the sciatica, but still it acts up, you know. And the lower part of my back is just, it's to the point to where, you know, I've been laid up so long that after the spine surgery, I can't stand up no longer than 3 minutes. You know, if I try to go in there and cook something, I have to sit down while it's cooking and by the stove. And like if I'm trying to cook eggs or something, you know, and it's just, you know, been laundry and going to the store. And it's just, you know, one thing after another. And I can barely walk. When I walk, it's like I'm dragging a rug right along with me, you know, with this neuropathy. And then the arthritis in my hips just tearing me up.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of other things wrong with me. I have thyroid disease. I have glaucoma. I have, I just had a broken ankle. I had to go into, I had to have surgery on it 2 months ago. I just got out of the hospital. I was in there for 14 days. And, you know, it's just one thing after another. And it's just,
okay. Okay. And have you or an immediate family member ever served in the U.S. Armed Forces?
Yeah, my dad did.
And would you like information about military-related services in Missouri?
Oh, am I qualified for that?
I'm not certain. I can just click yes or no, and they will mail you information.
Yes, I guess. If I mean, yeah, right. I guess.
Okay. Okay, there are two types of the program. One is the consumer-directed model, and that is where you would recruit somebody that you're familiar with to be your caregiver.
Yeah, my roommate said that he...
Okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish.
That's okay. So you have somebody that will do that for you?
Yeah, my roommate said that he would do it. We talked about it a few times, you know, and he said, well, he'll do it, you know, so.
All right.
When it comes to my daily heart health supplement,
and do you have a legal guardian?
No. Myself, I guess.
Okay, and did you say you wanted to use, you had an agency picked out?
Well, yeah, the one that, yeah, I guess it's, did I give you the name of it already?
You gave me Deluxe.
Yeah, that's, you want their phone number?
Sure.
314-501-2520.
Okay. And the type of help you need, does that include cleaning and laundry?
Yes.
Bathing, dressing, or grooming?
Well, yeah, I mean, I can't even lift my right leg. You know, I have to lay everything on the floor to, and lift my right leg with my arms and, you know, direct it into whatever I'm getting into. And, you know, it's...
Okay.
So it's a real pain in the butt.
Okay. And what about cooking then?
Yes.
Okay. Mail and paperwork?
That would be nice, yes.
All right, and running errands or shopping?
Yes.
And do you need a nurse to come once a week to set up medications?
I got my medications down pretty well.
All right.
I'm so sick of taking medications. Oh, yeah, I also have a blood clot behind my right knee, which I've been on blood thinners for the last couple of years. It's painful. I mean, it comes and goes, but, yeah, it's real painful sometimes.
Okay.
I thought it had moved up into my hips because my hips were hurting so bad, and I went to the emergency room, and they said, no, it's still behind your knee, and you just got rheumatoid arthritis in your hips. And so I don't know how to respond to that. I can't say I'm thankful for that, but I guess I am in a way.
And it didn't travel anywhere. Yeah.
No, and it's been behind my knee for, like I said, a couple years now. And
all right. That's all the questions that I have for you. Do you have any questions for me?
No. Who would set up the home visit?
So the assessor will call you to set up that appointment.
Okay.
And I have that number as 816-510-0775.
Right.
Okay. All right. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, I don't guess I do.
Okay. Well, just expect that phone call. If you don't answer but do have a voicemail set up, they will leave their contact information.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, and I will connect you to a recording that has some more information for you.
All right, thanks.
All right, you have a great holiday. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank
you.
Please hold while your call is connected.
We have received a new referral and understand you are interested in home and community-based services. This message will help prepare you for the next steps. Please grab a pen and paper, if available, to jot down some notes. A home and community-based services, HCBS, assessor will call to schedule an in-person assessment with you. The purpose of the HCBS program is to help support you to stay at home or where you want to live. In order for Medicaid to pay for HCBS, your care needs have to be equal to nursing home care. Our assessment will determine if your care needs meet the requirement for Medicaid to pay for services in your home. We will attempt to call you one time. Please ensure your phone can receive messages and return your assessor's call. If you do not answer, a message will be left or a letter will be sent, and you will have 10 days to return the call. If you do not respond within the 10 days, this referral will be closed. We must verify we are speaking with you. Please be prepared to verify your MoHealthNet, Medicaid number, date of birth, and Social Security number when we call. The assessor will use a questionnaire to determine if you are eligible for HCBS. You should be prepared to answer the following questions. What specific help and support do you need? How often do you need help? How much time does each task take to complete? Who would select, hire, train, and supervise your caregiver? You or the provider agency? Who are your medical and healthcare providers, including your primary care physician, social worker, therapist, hospice, home health, or any other specialties? Do you have a guardian or durable power of attorney? If so, please have a copy of the paperwork available. How many medications do you take? What provider would you like to use? Who will provide backup support to you when your caregiver is unavailable? You must provide their name, contact information, and what support they will be able to provide. Your care plan is unique to you. You will help develop a care plan that provides you with the necessary assistance to remain in your home or least restrictive setting. Certain services are restricted to cost maximums, age, ability to self-direct, and other criteria. We will work with you to determine what services you are eligible for and authorize services within the scope of the HCBS program accordingly. HCBS services are based on your current needs. HCBS cannot provide help with things you do not currently need. HCBS is not a total care or 24/7 care program. HCBS can provide extra help to add to the support system you currently have. You may have anyone of your choosing present during the assessment. Ensuring the safety of our participants and team members is top priority for us. Please secure all pets, weapons, or potential hazards before the assessor enters your home or setting. We look forward to speaking with you soon.
Is that it?